present episode 17 in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. Our last episode closed with startling new developments. Frustrated in every attempt to control the Green Valley Railroad by ordinary business methods, the opposition has taken to violence. Bill Reed, superintendent of the Green Valley Line, along with his friend and legal advisor, Judge Merrick, has been mysteriously kidnapped, leaving President Graham a free hand to upset the good work done by Bill Reed. Morristown is in an uproar. The Green Valley people are aroused and trouble is brewing. An armed posse has been formed and angry men are searching the Big Forks Trail for the missing superintendent and his friends. Our scene opens in a sort of underground chamber. In the dim light, we can just make out the forms of two men bound hand and foot. Let's listen to their conversation.
Hello. Hello. Are you there, Uncle Merrick?
Huh? What's that? Oh, hello, Bill. How do you feel?
Oh, not too good, Uncle. You know, this is the second time I've had a crack on the head inside a week, and it's getting monotonous.
Too bad, my boy. I was just enjoying a little nap.
Enjoying a nap? Gosh, Uncle, you are the limit.
Oh, well, patience is a virtue, you know, Bill.
Maybe, but just think what a mess we're in. Lord knows what Graham will do now we're out of the way.
Personally, I'd rather give a little thought to getting out of this.
That chance of getting out. Here we are tied up like a couple of mummies. Gosh, I wonder where we are.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to figure. Let's see. After they dumped us into that wagon, we must have traveled 10 or 12 miles.
Oh, I don't see how you figure that.
Well, it doesn't signify. This place is evidently a sort of side chamber or crosscut in a mine passage.
Sure, I guess you're right there.
All right. After we struck the entrance of the place, I counted 30 paces along the main passage before we landed in here.
And where did that get us?
Oh, I don't know. Gives us some sort of location. Then there's a short tunnel into this chamber. No one can come in here without crawling.
Don't I know it? I was dragged in here like a sack of potatoes.
All right. Now, hold on, Bill. There can't be many mines around these parts. Come on, let's see if we can't locate ourselves. Better than sulking, my lad.
Oh, sure, I know that, Uncle. But I never heard of any mines near Morristown.
All right. Then we cross no railroad track just outside this place. It must tie into the main line somewhere.
Gosh, that's right. But it's impossible.
Huh? What's impossible?
The Fortuna Mine Spur.
What?
It's only 5 miles from Morristown going east. I've seen it on the map lots of times.
Well, why is it impossible? That's very plausible. They probably made a big circle and brought us back to a place near town.
Gosh, that's funny. But yeah. I believe you're right, Uncle. It couldn't be anywhere else.
Very well, then that's something established. That's very interesting.
Oh, it would be a lot more interesting if these rawhide thongs weren't so tight. They're cutting my wrists to pieces.
Yes, there's another point in our favor.
What? Say, I don't see...
Well, then let me explain. These men who tied us up were amateurs.
Yes?
If they'd known their business, they'd have left a little slack between the wrists. You know, like the Apache Indians used to do in the old days.
Uncle, I don't see what you're driving at.
Oh, really, it's quite simple, Bill. When rawhide is pulled tight, it's easier to cut through.
Sure. If there was somebody here with a knife.
And what I mean is, for the past few hours, well, off and on, I've been sawing away against the sharp edge of rock in the wall here. Yes. Oh, it's a little tiring. I made quite a mess of my wrists, but I think I'm making headway.
What? You mean all the time I've been beating away about the mess we're in, you've been cutting through the rawhide lashing?
Yes. It may be wasted effort, but, oh, it's worth trying. Wait a minute.
Yes?
By Joe.
What?
I've got it.
Oh. Uncle, you mean your hands are loose?
Shh, don't shout, Bill. Don't shout. Yes, my little stunt is successful so far.
Well, what do you know about that? But, oh, good Lord, at that rate, it'll take us hours to get these things cut all through.
No, it won't. Just a minute. I get the circulation into my hands. That's better. Yes, now roll over on your face, Bill.
All right.
Let me see what I can do.
Yes.
Hello? What's that you've struck?
It's a sack of tools or something.
Let's see. Now this is a bit of luck.
What's that?
Yeah. That's the tools here. Small hammer. That's no good. Piece of drilled steel about a foot long. And a broken piece of a bottle. Now that's fine.
Fine?
Yeah, if I can break a piece off this bottle, we may get a sharp edge, and I'll have you loosen a jiffy, my boy.
Have you got it, Uncle?
Sure. I got a piece with an edge like a razor. Hold still.
That's it.
There you are, Bill.
Oh, boy.
Come on, now the feet. There you are, my boy. How's that?
Gosh, what a relief. I'd like to find that bird who tied...
Oh, but not yet. Better work those ankles, Bill, and get the circulation going.
Oh.
That's right. Somebody coming. All right. Where's that steel bar?
Yes. Here it is, Uncle.
Wrap that sack around it. Hurry, Bill.
Okay.
Now get to one side of that entrance.
Yes.
If this man crawls through in here, wait till he pokes his head through, see? Then hit him just above the collar. Understand?
Sure. Leave it to me.
No, not too hard. Then we'll grab him. We'll tie him up. Look out. Look out.
How are you guys in there?
Now, Bill, look out. Quick, get a hold of him. In with him. Get it. Give me that rawhide.
Here you are.
All right, don't talk too loud. There may be more of them. There you are. Pull that tight.
Yeah.
Pull that thing tighter. That's
it. I've got it.
That's got him. All right. Set him up here.
Hey. Hey, what's going on?
All right. All right, my friend. Don't make any noise. You're going to get hurt. I just wanted to ask you a few questions.
Hey. Well, I ain't got nothing to tell you, see?
How'd you like a poke in the eye with a steel bar?
Wait a minute,
Bill. See here, mister. I ain't done nothing. Honest, I ain't.
Wait a minute, Bill. That is rather a good idea, but let's be civilized. I think this gentleman would be glad to tell us all we want to know. Well, if not, we'll try your system.
Sure, I'll tell you, mister. What do you want to know?
That's better. Now, first of all, where are we?
This here's the mine spur, 4 miles east of Morristown.
How many other men are out there?
I'm the only one right now. They left here, me here to watch you. The gang's coming back at 3:30.
What time is it now?
Oh, close to 3 o'clock, I reckon.
Good. Leave us half an hour. Now tell me, what is your purpose in coming in here just now?
I just wanted to see if you was okay.
Well, very considerate of you, I must say.
Say, mister, what are you going to do with me? You ain't going to leave me here tied up, are you?
Why not?
Oh, gee, don't do that, mister. I'll tell you all I know about the gang.
No, we won't leave you here. I wouldn't treat a dog like that.
Say, Uncle, you don't intend taking this fellow along with us, do you?
Yes, I think he may come in useful. Well, how do you feel, Bill? Ready to hike back to town?
Oh, sure. Let's get going.
All right. Come along.
Who's that? Oh, come in, Spider. Any news?
No. I'm sorry, Miss Curry. Not a thing. The boys out in the Big Fox Trail, but they ain't found nothing yet.
Oh, dear. What's happening over in town?
Well, the folks is all head up over this here kidnapping. Looks like there's going to be trouble before long.
I suppose they blame Falder.
Sure, I reckon they do.
Spider, my father would never have anything to do with violence.
No, I reckon he wouldn't, Miss Curry. Only, you see, he's kind of standing in with the opposition, and he gets the blame. And it ain't only the kidnapping job they're blaming him for.
You mean they're sore at him taking charge in Bill Reed's absence?
Sure, that's it. I heard tell they was going to cancel that fruit run after tonight. And me and Mickey got the tip they're going to lay us off tomorrow. Didn't you hear nothing?
No, not a thing, Spider. They've left me isolated here. Father's changed the dispatching staff, put 2 new men in. Oh, dear, he's going to upset all the good business we've been getting.
Sure. I'm just an ordinary guy, Miss Curry. But it looks to me as if we don't find Bill Reed pretty soon, there's going to be a riot around here.
What do you mean, Spider? They can't blame Father for taking over management in the absence of the superintendent. After all, he is president.
Sure, but there was a half a dozen special agents. Strong-armed guys from the CKNW. They came in on number 9.
Yes, I know. They were sent in to protect the offices.
Is that so? Well, the Green Valley boys are drifting into town. Soon there'll be 300 or 400 of them with clubs and rifles and whatnot. And I tell you, the local boys get started, them special agents ain't going to last long. And this here depot is liable to get smashed up in the rumpus.
Yes, I know. Oh, if only Bill and Judge Merrick were here, they could stop it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I reckon they could. Well, I gotta go. Me and Mickey's going west on the passenger at noon to bring in the red ball.
You're on the early run this evening, aren't you?
Sure. We'll be back in Morristown about 7:30. Reckon it's our last run on this here pike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Spider. We've just got to keep hoping. Well, see you this evening.
Sure. So long, Miss Curry.
So long, Spider.
Well, oh, this is the last run we'd be taking on the Owl King Valley.
Oh, look that way, Mickey.
I guess the chicks up after tonight. I'd like to know what happened to young Bill and his uncle. You think they'll ever come back?
That's me, Mickey. If Bill was here now, he's the only one to straighten out this here mess.
Hey, Governor Mickey!
What?
Governor, I said, there's a guy ahead bringing us down to the manor. Look out, there's something wrong.
Sir, I'd slow down. It might be a blitz.
Don't take no chances, Mickey. There may be another hole in the track. Easy with her.
Well, for the love of my cutter, Mickey!
How does he know?
If that ain't Bill Reed, I'm a son of a gun.
I'll release your mouth. It's goodbye, sure enough. Hello there, Mr. Reed.
Hello! And you, Mickey?
Good. Now, where's the little bit of the remote? Lay up to the front.
Right here, Mickey. Give us a hand, Spider. We've got a prisoner with us.
Prisoner? A prisoner? Can't be. Come down now, Spider, and be your hand. We'll move them tight.
Okay. Hello, George.
Spider. Well, hello, Mickey. Fine evening.
Cool, I'm glad to see you, sir.
Yeah, set this prisoner back there out of the way, Spider.
Okay.
Okay, Mickey. Let's go to town.
All right.
Quick, Spider. What's doing in town?
I can't tell you. Now, we've been out on the train on the last 6 hours.
Yes, but this morning when you left, what was going on?
Rams up, guys. Started laying off our men. Handled this here full front after tonight. This is the last stop for Mickey and me.
Oh, well, we'll see about that.
Oh, now it's an emergency, Slim. Green Valley Boys are getting forward. Gray brought in a bunch of strong-arm men this morning. The guards are depot. Things was kind of shaping up for a ride. We'll be in here in a couple of minutes now. Hey, there's a load on the Tango platform. Looks like the fireworks are stuck. There's the signal to the main line, Mickey. He will go.
Hold on, Mickey. Never mind that signal.
Fuck, you don't stand.
Put in my room, Philip.
That's okay. I'll handle this, Uncle. Listen, Mickey.
Who would I miss?
Give him the air and stop clear of number two switch. Hey, head in on number two track. Pull up abreast the depot.
What are you going to do?
Well,
I cracked it. They're starting into the depot. It's going to be a scrap, all right.
I'm going to stop this thing if I can. Come with me, Spider. Mickey, you stay with your engine.
Fuck me. Listen, if there's going to be a fight, I'm going to be in on it. Come on, Spider, be mine. Come on, let's go.
As Mickey remarked, it looks like fireworks in Morristown tonight. Graham holding the depot with six armed policemen and the Green Valley crowd in an ugly mood. Tune in for episode 18 and see what happens.